American Airlines is scrapping hundreds of flights. We'll share why. It's the business news headlines from Monday, the 21st day of June. Thanks for being with us again today. In other business news, Lordstown executives sold millions of dollars worth of stock before reporting troubles. Hey, forget about last week. This week, the markets are back. Today is Amazon Prime Day, but hey, those prices? Jeep is attempting to tamp down a major PR issue. Oil futures are up again, and we'll share how much and why. We've got the Wall Street Report, and why are thieves stealing, of all things, catalytic converters? For the interview, we'll hear from Jane Armstrong from the Small Business Administration with a victory lap of sorts and a look forward to small business futures. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at OasisAdvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Follow us on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, this past weekend, American Airlines scrapped nearly 300 flights and are on track for canceling another 200 today. The reason? No staff, a surge in demand, and even lousy weather. Newsweek is reporting that weather conditions and vendor labor shortages as additional reasons why these flights have been curtailed. Vendors that provide in-flight catering, like wheelchair pushers and fueling services, were said to be short-staffed, which can slow operations and create inconveniences for American Airlines customers. And that's at least what the airline is telling the Wall Street Journal. The cancellations are seen by some as a response to the difficulty in scaling up after a pandemic-hit year of depressed demand and meeting a need for travel that has returned more robustly than anticipated, combined with possible staff and pilot shortages. Meanwhile, American Airlines is also flying much more than its closest competitors. United Airlines and Delta Airlines, and its schedule is planned to be 20% larger than Delta's and United's for July. Last week, we reported that Lordstown Motors, an electric vehicle manufacturer in Ohio, was telling the press it had limited funds to begin building the new Endurance pickup truck this September. Now, there comes more news. CNN is reporting that regulatory filings show five Lordstown executives, including its former chief financial officer and its current president, sold more than $8 million in stock in early February, long before the company warned of its shortage of cash. In one instance, John Vo, who oversees Lordstown Propulsion Division, sold 99.3% of his vested shares, netting himself more than $2.5 million. Lordstown's president, Rich Schmidt, sold 39% of his vested shares and made $4.6 million, according to the filings. Other executives sold off hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stock as well. On March 17, Lordstown Motors announced a net loss of $100 million in 2020, bringing in just $2 million in sales. Lordstown has not yet begun delivering its Endurance pickup truck, which the company says will be available by the end of 2021. In a statement, the company said the stock sales were not related to the company's balance sheet or the future of the Endurance. But the timing of the sales, a month before the company's earnings report, is unusual. Many companies prevent executives from selling stock for a stretch leading up to their financial disclosures. Stay tuned. It was a sight to see. Hours before the opening bell, we posted that the Dow was set to open 200 points higher than its awful close on Friday, and we missed the mark. The Dow, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all gained massively today, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. Prime Day is happening today over at Amazon, and that is usually a very big deal. However, CBS is reporting that the summer discounts offered by Amazon and its competitors may not match the kind of door-busting sales that are typically available before the holidays. The discounts offered to shoppers during the Prime Day event are typically below 10%, according to research from Adobe, which analyzed aggregate sales data at retailers including Amazon and its competitors from 2020's Prime Day. By comparison, the annual Cyber Monday weekend, which falls after Thanksgiving, typically offers discounts that are twice as deep. But that may not matter, as 6 out of 10 who were surveyed by Adobe say they're buying, as many are even using their stimulus dollars. They don't care. Hey, if the price discounts aren't that big, we're still there. Based on that and more research from the company Adobe, they say that the 2021 Prime Day will outperform Cyber Monday from last year. Well, perhaps you had not heard, but Jeep is knee-deep in what some are calling a major public relations problem. The company has just launched the newest member of the Jeep Cherokee lineup, the Jeep Cherokee L. It's a three-row model that carries more people. And the price tag runs $37,000 all the way up to $66,000 for the new Jeep Cherokee L. But the launch has met with resistance from the Cherokee Nation. The Native American tribe has asked Jeep to remove their name from their product, much the way the football team, the Washington Redskins, became the Washington Football Team. Jeep, for their part, seems to be downplaying the request, and it's no doubt about money. Rebranding the Jeep Cherokee would not only be expensive, but would also have a negative impact on the overall brand and brand awareness. 24/7 Wall Street is reporting that Chuck Hoskin Jr., principal chief of the Cherokee Nation, wrote, quote, "I think we're in a day and age in this country where it's time for both corporations and team sports to retire the use of Native American names, images, and mascots from their products, team jerseys, and sports in general." End quote. Oil futures sharply rose today, sending U.S. and global benchmark crude prices to their highest finish since 2018. The reason? Well, Iran and a continued recovery in energy demand. Market Watch is reporting the recent election in Iran of a hardline leader will complicate global tensions and keep Iran out of any supply of oil. In addition, a renewed call for energy and gasoline following the pandemic is weighing on the supply versus demand metric. July contracts for oil finished the day up $1.90 for a finish of $73.53 a barrel. Last Friday, the stock market finished the week with the worst loss since January. Across the board, stocks suffered deep sell-offs. All that changed today. The Dow closed up 586 points as shares of everything from banks to manufacturers moved up higher. The Dow closed at 33,876. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 gained 1.4% to settle at 4224, and the NASDAQ was up 111 points, or 0.7%, to end the trade at 14,141. The moves today was a big comeback for stocks after investors spent most of last week worried about the Federal Reserve's monetary policy, which sent the Dow on its biggest decline since the week that ended on October 30 of last year. Today, investors brushed back inflation fears and central bank worries and bought on the dip. Yet there is caution out there that more volatility could happen in the coming weeks. And finally, there is this. Thieves are hungry to get their hands on your car's catalytic converter. Recently, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department raided four locations and recovered 250 stolen catalytic converters, and that is just the tip of the iceberg. Last year, there were, on average, 1,003 catalytic converters stolen each month, and in December of last year, 2,300 of them were taken by thieves. So the question is, why? Well, it seems catalytic converters contain precious metals. For example, platinum, worth about $1,100 an ounce, palladium at $2,400 an ounce, and get this, rhodium at $24,000 an ounce. Now, true, you got to have a lot of catalytic converters to get an ounce of precious metal, and so that is why so many are being stolen. See what you learn here? All right, stay with us, because coming up in just a click away, Jane Armstrong from the Small Business Administration is with me doing a bit of a victory lap and a look forward toward the future of small businesses in the United States and in Iowa. Jane Armstrong, coming up next.